when we talk NASCAR here in the Freak Nation, there's many things that we talk about in regards to the drivers, the results, specs, things of that nature. But never did I think we'd be talking about this. Eric Jacuzzi, part of the R&D department with NASCAR, joins us now here in the Freak Nation. And you're the best one to tell this story, how NASCAR and the NASCAR side of things have gotten involved in the protection masks for the coronavirus. Eric, first of all, thanks for joining us. And two, clue us in to the layperson out there what these masks are that you're making and how we could benefit from them.
Sure, and thanks for having me. But the masks we're making, so they are kind of a clear, thin plastic shield that essentially medical professionals and first responders would put on to kind of protect their face, in addition to other things, but kind of protect their face from any aerosols or anything like that when they're interacting with people or intubating a patient or something like that.
Eric Jacuzzi is with NASCAR Research and Development. Eric, tell the people who are listening how important some of these race teams are. Their fabrication departments are some of the best in the world at what they do. And if they can fabricate the nuance of a race car, they could fabricate just about anything.
Yeah, and, you know, from the R&D side where we're doing it, you know, we have a staff of engineers and people and fabricators just like kind of the teams do. And we have about five 3D printers that, you know, normally we use that for making kind of prototype parts, things that we run on the track and in the wind tunnel. And they are really powerful because, you know, the guy can draw it on the computer and go over to the machine and print it out. And 8 hours later, he's holding, a part that would probably take, you know, 3 weeks to make out of composites or something like that. So they're really powerful, and we have a lot of that capability. So that's what allows us to react in the situation.
And then when it comes to making these masks, these shields that medical professionals will be wearing, you've also got, if I read this correctly, a head that was developed by Wake Forest so that you could actually fit these masks to this Wake Forest head and be able to ship them out exactly as doctors and nurses need them.
Yeah, so the Wake Forest thing was actually pretty interesting. Dr. John Padalak, he's our head of safety, and he's tied into Wake Forest. So they reached out last week and said, hey, we've got this head model of a 50th percentile female, and basically it has a respiratory tract in it and the ability to attach some fittings. So they were looking at could we print this out for them so that they could take a look at, you know, when people make their own surgical mask or something like that, how effective is it compared to some of these other, you know, like the mainstream masks that you would buy or a professional would use. So they're going to be using that to go ahead and evaluate, you know, the best practices, you know, and kind of come up with the best protection for everybody.
Wow. Eric Jacuzzi, Senior Director of Aerodynamics at the NASCAR R&D Center. Just incredible what you guys are doing. You referenced earlier how you're using the 3D printers to come up with the actual evolution of these masks, and you said 8 hours. So how many masks do you think NASCAR's R&D department can make in a day, in a week?
So we started in earnest probably about Wednesday last week. Kind of the process was we got in touch with a local health system down here, Navant, and we kind of showed them two prototypes on Monday and Tuesday. They had some suggestions to change it, and we were really grateful to our suppliers of the 3D printers, the people who make them, supplied us with the files. We tweaked them a little bit just based off the feedback we got. And so we started producing, I'd say, on Wednesday, and we're making about 40 to 50 a day right now. And we've delivered around, I think we're up to 250 as of this morning, and we'll be around 300 by this evening.
And I'm assuming you guys are going to probably be working 24/7, 365, I mean, weekends included, because of the demand for these masks.
Yeah, we recently, we were doing about 18 hours a day, all volunteer. That's gone up to 24 hours a day, thanks to one of our timing and scoring officials who volunteered to take the midnight to 5 a.m. Shift. So it's really turned into an around-the-clock deal, and a lot of people from different departments helping out, you know, both people at the track and people at R&D. So it's really cool to have everyone come together like that.
Eric Jacuzzi is the Senior Director of Aerodynamics, NASCAR Research and Development Center. Eric, walk us through how all this developed, how they came to you to make these masks for this crisis that we're going through right now.
On a personal note, my wife and I were in New York City a couple weekends ago, kind of the weekend it really started going south where they closed the museum. So, you know, we flew out on Thursday, everything's okay. Friday, the museums are closed. Saturday, the restaurants are empty. Sunday, we're ready to get home. So we really were kind of personally alarmed at it. And then just coincidentally, we had one of our newest, biggest 3D printers installed in early March, kind of as this was all starting in North Carolina. And so that weekend, we got it up and running on Thursday. And then that weekend, a group of us kind of happened onto these efforts where people were trying to come up with 3D printed face shields and, you know, trying to link with hospitals. So we all started trading emails. And then, like I said, that timeline basically, the Monday we came in, generated two prototypes. One of our IT personnel hooked us up with a physician's assistant at Navant, and we went down and met with her and showed her everything. And then, you know, 2 days later, we were just producing as many as we could.
That is bonkers.
Yeah.
Two things that I never thought that we would talk about and never came to mind that we would never think about this, Eric, is NASCAR sim iRacing and NASCAR making masks to save lives.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's awesome. The motorsports community in general, whether it's Mercedes over in Formula One or Core Autosport in the IMSA side, it's just so great for people to, like you said, this is volunteer hours. People in motorsports just dropping everything else and just saying, what can we do? And let's just find a way. And that's just kind of motorsports in a nutshell, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, I think what's cool from the NASCAR side is, you know, obviously we're trying to watch our money right now with no racing going on, but NASCAR as a company decided to donate all these all the masks. Everything we're doing is 100% donated, so we're spending money to keep all the machines running. We have a great supplier, Piedmont Plastics, who actually makes the splitters for all the series, and they are donating the clear plastic part of the face shield to us in big roles, so they've been great to try to get us that. And obviously, there's huge demand on their end for this plastic because grocery stores are buying it to create barriers, things like that. So they're trying to help us by, you know, getting us 150 feet when they can and doing all that. So it's really great to be part of a, you know, a charitable effort like that, you know, 100% charitable.
You talk real quick about those barriers. That just reminded me that, because I believe the Roush Fenway team in NASCAR is doing something to build barriers for hospitals as well. When it comes to, like you said, you guys have the masks that you're building, you know, that really helps with intubation and preventing the aerosol from getting to their faces. But then a step beyond that, is it Roush Fenway that's building a barrier between doctor and patient on top of the mask?
Yeah, so they actually happened across a, and I don't know the entire backstory, but basically a doctor in China had developed this box where it's almost like a three-sided box with some armholes in it where when they were intubating a patient with the virus, they could set the box over top. So it's a clear polycarbonate box. They put it over the top and then kind of put their arms through. So they're wearing full protective equipment, and then this gave them an additional layer of protection to kind of contain anything that would, you know, droplets or anything that come out, so an added layer of protection. So they produced, I believe, quite a few. We had one shuttled down to Charlotte, and then a couple went up to Wake Forest last time I heard.
Wow.
And I know you mentioned hospitals. What other companies will be receiving these masks from your department?
It's actually just kind of taken off. We actually got a call from a Phoenix area blood testing lab just this morning. We've got county, Los Angeles County requested some, Cabarrus County in North Carolina. We've got first responders, basically just anyone you can think of. And we're, you know, happy to help out. And even with people in the industry, they might be NASCAR you know, associated, whether they're engineers or mechanics or whatever, and they say, hey, my spouse would really like to get a hold of some of these, so we've been happy to give 5 and 10 here and there for smaller clinics and things like that. So it's really just all over the place right now.
Should we just let it be, or is there a place where, of those people that are listening to us now in the Freak Nation, where they can contact you or anybody in particular to maybe be a part of those smaller deliveries?
Yeah, we've been trying to manage that. You know, right now, I think the biggest challenge for us is, you know, we are trying to comply with the shelter in place things and limit the assembly of people. So even when we're doing all this work, we're trying to have, you know, 1, 2, or 3 people. So we've kind of kept it to a smaller group, but, you know, that could change in the future. You know, we certainly, it would be awesome if we could have more people involved, but, you know, right now, until it's safe to do so, I think, you know, we're not sure how to handle that.
Got it.
Yeah. But hospital managers can potentially contact you guys?
Yeah, certainly. And you know, we don't have tremendous capability, but there's a company, Technique out of Michigan, who's actually building the next gen car chassis. They are able to produce 20,000 a day because they have advanced metalworking and they have a little different design. They're really, you know, high tech production environment. So we've been kind of saying, if you need more than, you know, X amount, we're happy to make the connection for you with them and get that going.
Fantastic.
Well done. Oh, my God.
Senior Director of the Aerodynamics at NASCAR Research and Development. Eric, I know a lot of folks have come your way to get you on the airwaves, but we appreciate you taking time out to join us here in the Freak Nation, man. Good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you very much.